Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of St. Pius X, Pope from 1903. My name is Father Scott Steinkirchner, and I am your preacher today, coming to you from Boulder Junction, Wisconsin, with a preaching I'm calling The Best That We Can Do. The reading is from Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, we had courage in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in spite of great opposition. For our appeal does not spring from deceit or impure motives or trickery. But just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the message of the gospel, even so we speak not to please mortals, but to please God who tests our hearts. As you know, and as God is our witness, we never came with words of flattery or with a pretext for greed. Nor did we seek praise from mortals, whether from you or from others, though we might have made demands as apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, like a nurse tenderly caring for her own children. So deeply do we care for you that we are determined to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you have become very dear to us. Thus ends the reading. In theology, we learn that Pius X campaigned against modernism. Starting as Pope in 1903, there were a lot of newfangled ideas like evolution, and that the world wasn't just 6,000 years old, and that the Bible was actually written by people, and that not all of it is historically accurate. And he campaigned against all of that, all of which we believe today, you know. So he didn't really win on that. But he was also an amazingly kind, pious, and humble man, a real inspiration to those around him who didn't lord power over others, but spoke the truth proudly, powerfully, the way he saw it. So I'm glad that his anti-modernism didn't win the day. But I'm also glad that we had such a good man fighting in that fight. And that's the thing about saints and about following God. None of us can be right in everything that we do. But what we need to be is right in our own hearts, right with God, and speak the truth and dedicate ourselves to what we know is right, despite the hardships. Always asking the question, am I in the right? Is this what God wants? But if it is, then do that thing. Commit yourself to that thing. And if it's not exactly what God wants from us, well, that's God's problem to sort out. And history has a way of sorting it out, because the Spirit is in the whole community. So together, we'll get there. But we can help by doing what we think is right, not worrying if we're exactly perfect. Just perfect in our own commitment to doing what is right. That's a great lesson from Pius X, and one that I think I could actually try and implement today. How about you? God bless you.